Praise be Jesus and Mary. So at the time of our Lord, there was a debate going on between the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I don't remember who exactly held what belief, but they were debating on what was the greatest and the most important commandment. There were those who said it was this one, to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And there were others who were saying that the commands to offer sacrifice and burnt offerings was the most important thing, because that was the way that they worshiped God. And so here, Jesus resolves the debate, and apparently this scribe was on the side that believed what Jesus then taught, that is, to love him with all your heart, understanding, and strength is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And in fact, love, perfect love of God and neighbor, which is connected with the love of God, and we love our neighbor for God's sake, is the most important thing. That's kind of the end game, right? That's where it all stops. That's why it says, and no one dared to ask him any more questions. Because there's really no more questions to ask. That's the point, right? The whole point is to love God and love our neighbor. Now, this is something that each and every one of us, we strive for. Okay, we do the best we can, and I think it's a great thing to kind of remind ourselves of this at the beginning of the day, right? This is the whole reason why we're here in this world. This is why God has given us the day. It's a great thing to remind ourselves of that. And then at the end of the day, to examine our conscience and see how we've done and ask pardon if we've fallen short. But really, the fact is this, is that the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her sorrowful and immaculate heart, is the only one who's actually, the only human person, who's actually fulfilled this greatest commandment, right? Of loving the Lord your God with all your heart. Only she can say that she's done that. With the entirety of her immaculate heart, she loved God, reserving nothing for herself or for any creature. With all of her soul and all of the heavenly gifts that her soul was filled with all of her mind, with all of her strength, and then loving her neighbor as herself. Right, Our Lady, there's nobody who loved her neighbor, and their neighbor, like Our Lady. Co-redemptrix says it all. Okay? She cooperated in the redemption of the human race. There's no more love than that. Suffering with Christ. And then, so it's Our Lady's heart, right, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. The image of Our Lady's immaculate heart with the flames of love, right? There's the burnt offering. And then the sword of sorrow which pierces it. There's the sacrifice. And so that is the burnt offering and the sacrifice that has been most pleasing to God, that of Our Lady's sorrowful and immaculate heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.